Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, June 6th.
You know, we've gone places on this show today that we've never really delved into some of these depths before, Chris.
No, it's important stuff that we do here.
Yeah, you know, this isn't just mirth and slappy talk. This is edu-infotainment.
Kind of. And we're going to first start off with your binge-watching habits, because let's be honest, we all do it.
I just got through binge-watching Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And I did it from bed, because it wasn't something my wife wanted to watch, so I kind of did it on my own free time. But I realized after reading this that I should have gotten up every 30 minutes or so, right?
Yeah, they say here that sitting for long periods of time can lead to mindless snacking, which can turn into a whole bunch of health issues for you. And they say if you binge watch alone, that actually can lead to feelings of loneliness, which is also unhealthy.
Right.
So what they suggest is like every 30 minutes or in between episodes, every once in a while, you just hit the pause button. Get up and walk around and do something.
You know, we've mentioned that to people in the office, too. If you sit at a chair all day long, same drill, get up and walk around a little bit. We know what I liked about this. They said find some things to do, like maybe start some laundry.
Yeah.
Take the dog out. You give yourself some little chores to do every 30 minutes or so you're not just sitting there like a schlub.
Yeah. You're the king and queen of multitasking, so you can, this is
right.
Think of it as multitasking.
That's right.
This was interesting as well because it's kind of comical in a sense. And I remember somebody telling me this a long, long time ago about how movies have changed with our technology. Remember back in the, prior to the late 90s,
right.
There was always a movie, especially if it was a drama movie, they'd have to stop and go into an old leaky phone booth and make a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
And,
or have to look for that quarter there or the dime so you can make a phone call. Yeah.
And it's kind of like now the younger generations don't understand the whole aspect of trying to stop and get a phone call and to realize I only have 2 minutes to talk before they cut me off type thing. And this kind of plays along with it. Millennials are now going to be blamed for this one,
right.
The death of the doorbell.
They don't like the doorbell. They instead of ringing the doorbell to announce that they've arrived, they'll text their friend, which makes perfect sense.
I do that all the time,
right.
Especially if Scott's picking me up and I need to get meet him in the car. I'd say just text me when you're on your way.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So that I can leave and spend as least amount of time in the heat and humidity as possible.
But the millennials, the doorbell, when they hear it, they kind of freaks them out a little bit.
That's
it surprises them.
That's what this study they talked about. Not only millennials but Gen Zs. They say that the doorbell is used as a last resort. That's what a 23-year-old had said.
So it'd be people that are in their 20s and late teens and 20s right now.
19-year-old said doorbells are dead, and then a 21-year-old adds, I loathe how interruptive doorbells are. Never mind the interruptiveness of a text.
That is just rude. Somebody rang my doorbell.
Especially the person that sends like two sentences texts all the time, so they constantly are texting you. That's annoying, just as much annoying.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny how it's changed that the doorbell may be on its way out.
Isn't that something?
We found out that mayo chup, which we thought was a made-up word for Heinz's combination of mayonnaise and ketchup, come to find out, it's actually kind of a word for the Cree Native American language.
That's right. In Canada, there are about 200,000 Cree Indians that think the word mayo chip means something different in their native language.
Yeah. So why, mayo chip came out last year in the U.S., but
right.
I guess just this week was released in Canada. And it was kind of the people who speak Cree were kind of laughing at it because it means something completely different. Then they found out, according to a language expert, they said that mayo sounds like the word like meow, which is actually relates to something relating to feces.
Right.
And then chup, as in ketchup, sounds more like chop, which can refer to the eyes or face. So in other words, mayo chup essentially translates to
poop head.
Face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Poop face, right. I was Poop-faced.
Yeah, there you go. Kraft Heinz said that it was an unfortunate translation. No word if they're going to change it or not, but apparently the Cree just thought it was kind of amusing that they thought this was a made-up word and come to find out it wasn't.
And we also learned that KTK artist Ed Sheeran has literally teamed up with Heinz because he said for years he loves ketchup. Well, they've come up with something called Edchip, which is Ed Sheeran ketchup, available soon.
How about that? We found out the most painful areas to get a tattoo. Let's start with those, shall we, Storm?
Okay, point to the doll and tell me the part that really hurts.
This is from a tattoo artist that had because everyone asks, hey, you get a tattoo, does it painful? Usually that question comes up. And it's like, it's not painful, it's just uncomfortable. And then somebody else will say, it's a little bit painful. Someone else will say, super painful. So
it depends on where in your body, right?
Right. Yeah. So these are the areas, according to this, and we linked it up on our website, but there are four areas being color-coded, being yellow, the least painful, orange, a little bit more painful, red, painful, and then purple, super painful.
Ow, ow, ow,
super
ow.
Painful areas include hips, rib cage, stomach, backs of your knees, armpit, the inside of your elbow, nipples, lips, the inside of your thigh, and
everybody and down there.
Your nether regions.
And down there, yeah.
They all say right. this can cause crying, half-finished tattoos, and even the customer passing out. So this is an area you don't want to start there.
You know, for me, I don't know if I've ever seen an armpit tattoo. I didn't know that was a thing, Chris.
Yeah, there are people that... that want to have their whole bodies tattooed, so it would kind of make sense. There's this one guy I see online all the time that had like the whites of his eyes blacked out.
Oh, come on.
And it's just like, I don't know if I'd be willing to make that much of a commitment.
And then the Maori in New Zealand, they do the face tattoos. More and more people doing that face tattoo, that's going to be tough to get a job as a bank teller.
Well, I think things are kind of changing a little bit.
Even with face tattoos, you think?
I think so. Okay. I think in the next few years, because it was when I grew up and got a tattoo, I purposely got it on my ankle. Because I thought I could, you know, wear shorts and put socks there so it would cover it up.
Yeah, right.
Because back in the early 90s, there were a lot of employers that would not hire anybody with a tattoo. Now it's kind of like even companies like Walt Disney and Universal, which were usually shunned people with tattoos, now allow them to come in with them as long as they're covered.
In radio, we don't care.
No, we don't care at all. By the way, if you're thinking about getting a tattoo for the first time, they said the areas that are the least painful include your upper arm, your forearm, your calf, your hiney, and your thigh.
You know, it makes sense because the guys coming back from service, you would get the Navy guys would get the anchor right on their forearm.
Yep.
So that's not very painful, especially with tequila.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing, no pain at all with tequila.
All right, here's where we delved into places we haven't necessarily gone before on the show.
Yeah, we talked about pooping. And look, I get it. It's funny, but we all do it.
Birds do it. Bees do it.
I'm sorry. Every creature on this planet eats and eliminates. Yes, it's deposit withdrawal, if you understand what I'm talking about. So 3/4 of Americans, including 96% of Gen Zers, do their number two with their smartphone. And this is actually a problem because you end up spending a lot of time on the throne. And while you're sitting there on the throne for a long, long time, doctors have kind of noticed with the introduction of the smartphone back in 2008 to today, hemorrhoids have gone up by threefold.
All right. Note to my broker, buy Preparation H.
And if you've ever had a hemorrhoid, you don't want a hemorrhoid. Let's just put it that
way,
okay? So that they are suggesting is that you actually go into the bathroom, turn off all the lights, and then do your business.
Get your business done.
And the reason for that is that it kind of like centers you to focus only on that.
Yeah, you don't distract yourself. Now, this kind of makes sense.
Yeah. There's a gastroenterologist who wrote a book that explores the different types of bowel movements, said that they're not quite sure as to why this happens, but basically a quick and an immediate evacuation of your bowels.
Yeah, they call it the proper rate of exit, Chris.
Actually causes your body to release endorphins.
So you feel good. See, in my theory, that's why the dog, after he does his business, does that little scraping with the back feet thing.
Yeah.
Look at me, man.
That's kind of what it is. Your body feels good. So it may not be a bad idea to try this at least once, perhaps maybe do baby steps, leave the phone outside. And then, kind of look at this. If the room's dark and quiet, mom and dad, kids don't know you're in it.
I got to admit, I've done that. I've actually walked out of the bathroom and my wife, I've done the little thing, the dog backs feet, because it's easy for me. It's not easy for everybody, but it's easy. I'm pretty good at that portion of the of getting the proper
Is that a skill set for Storm Roberts?
That's one of the things that's on my resume.
That's good to know.
This man can, all my food turns into, forget it.
Yeah, I got you. So Friday, June 21st, 11:54 a.m., that will be the official turning of the seasons. We will officially be in summer.
It's about 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, but it's already summer in Florida. And let's face it, the beach body still on back order.
Oh, yeah, Ma. Yeah.
Yeah, so here is a company.
Where is Amazon, anyway?
Yeah, there's a company who made a shirt. I don't know why they made it, but they call it the delusional shirt.
Okay.
That it is designed to look like it's barely clinging on to your washboard abs and toned chest.
It looks kind of, a picture like a white T-shirt. And if you just got out of the water and put the T-shirt on, some of it's kind of clinging to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they show one woman wearing a bikini top, and she's rather voluptuous, and another guy's got the washboard abs.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like an image on the shirt, sort of a little
it's
translucent.
A screen print. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But according...
But it kind of looks like it's your real body is showing through it.
Yeah, you know? According to the company, it's the original delusional mapping technology allows people to see the beauty of your dream while you're wearing it.
Okay.
that's some good BS right there.
Yeah, that really is fine copywriting.
Someone got an A+ in
yes,
marketing.
Sorry.
$35 available for men and women. So there you go.
All right.
So that's our show for today. Of course, June 6th, 2019. That's a Thursday. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.